Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Haynes King, he's back with a snap. He throws, no, he's going to be
hit. Oh, picked off.
Oh, ball his way with an interception up the sideline. Running at the 50, the 45, the 40. The ball is pulled in, and that's going to be a pick six for the Panthers.
That Lovelace?
Yes, it is.
Braylon Lovelace.
Oh, baby, big one. Saturday, high noon in the cold of Acrisure Stadium. These Miami guys don't know what they're getting into. I can't wait to talk to Lee Sterling at 8:35, by the way. He's as big a Hurricane fan as you're going to find.
Yeah.
This game's for all the marbles. And you can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with a juicy Week 13 matchup between the Buffalo Bills and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Today, Bostic going to join us momentarily. That place is going to be packed. It's going to be loud. It's going to be cold. I think Miami's pass rush is an issue. They got one of the best pass rushes in the country. And Pitt, if they have an Achilles heel, for me, I think it's the offensive line. I think we saw some of that last week against Georgia Tech. We definitely saw it against Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
Miami's more talented than Georgia Tech. But that always hasn't helped them in the past.
Right.
This is a game that Miami loses historically. It just is. I think I have more confidence in Pitt beating Miami than I do at the dominoes falling later in the day. I like Pitt's chances in this game. And I think that Carson Beck, who when he plays well, Miami's damn hard to beat, is going to have a poor game. He likes to throw the ball to the other team. Every so often, he'll have just a stinker of a game. And I'm predicting in the cold, this Georgia guy who goes to Miami, he's going to have his stinker. I think the Sharks are going to be sharking. And I think the Pitt defense keys the victory for the Panthers. How about that, Dickerson?
I mean, I love it. And we talk about confidence and thinking how the game went against Notre Dame and for the response that this team had against Georgia Tech was, you know, it was a testament to Pat Narduzzi, was a testament to the players because you got thumped on national TV. Like, all eyes were on you and you got thumped. A lot of teams would go into the, you know, they would spiral down the drain.
Yes.
After that. I mean, they did that last year. They got thumped by SMU in Dallas. And that was it.
Yes.
I could tell, like, SMU took their soul last year. I could tell. I mean, they just thumped them, and then the whole season was done. They lost every game after that.
You told me even before they started going down the tubes that you thought the SMU game was going to be tough for them to shake.
Yes.
Because you were down there on the sideline. You were like, it was an ass beat.
Yes, it was. And to see that happen against a really good Notre Dame team, you start to get the feeling like, okay, well, maybe this is like last year. But no, they responded. And I think about the confidence, you know, after a win like that in a way, an environment, knowing what was, you know, at stake, and then heading into this week and knowing what's at stake and on the line for you, these guys, and especially these defensive players, if you're Braylon Lovelace, if you're Kyle Lewis, if you're Rasheem Biles, if you're Cruz Brookins, like, this is everything that you want. This is every, as a young football player, all you want is a chance and an opportunity, and the Pitt football team is standing there with a great opportunity in front of them against another ranked opponent that's going to be on national TV to show your brand, to show your worth. Like, these guys are going to be ready for this opportunity.
They're going to play their best brand of ball. I have no doubt about that.
Yes, they are.
I have no question about that. And this isn't how the team's feeling, but I'm a sports talk radio host that doesn't have a dog in the fight either, frankly. If I were a Pitt fan, I feel great about this game, because if you win, you might wind up in the ACC championship game with a shot at the college football playoff. If you lose, and no one should think about this before the game, but I can because of what I already explained, season's already a success.
Yeah.
It's a success.
For a lot of reasons.
For so many reasons. They got a bunch of young guys playing good football for them, including, and most importantly, the quarterback. And they're going to lose pieces on the defensive side of the ball, but that never worries me with Narduzzi, because you know they're going to get the guys to play next year. It doesn't matter the cast of characters. They're going to get guys that are diamonds in the rough, and they're going to get good recruits too, and those guys are going to play well, and they're going to get better, and they might add a transfer or two. But on the offensive side, we're seeing a ton of young guys. The running back, I mean, my God, we're seeing it from Heinschel. And I know a lot of Pitt fans are worried, oh, is he going to leave, blah, blah, blah. I'm not worried about that. We know things. I think he's going to stick around. He seems like a loyal guy. Cade Bell, I worry more maybe about him leaving because money's going to get thrown in his direction, but also Narduzzi gave him his first chance at this level, and I think there's loyalty factor there. So even if you lose, you're 8-4. You won a bunch of games down the stretch. You're going to go to a good bowl game, and the future is bright. I would be... I would be so over the moon if I were a Pitt fan right now.
Yeah.
To me, when you're 2-2, you're expecting disaster.
Oh yeah.
Like, not just, oh man, what's gonna disaster.
And how you lost the two games too.
Exactly. To a hated rival, and then a game that you had, and you gift wrapped it to Louisville at home after a bye week. Like, anybody who at that time thought, like, on the outside, looking in, the Pitt was going to turn the season around, you're smoking crack.
Right.
Like, all the available evidence was, they ain't that good, and it's a disaster. Then they rattle off 5 straight. Oh, no, you lose to Notre Dame. Who cares? Notre Dame's pretty damn good. They just beat Syracuse by 800 points. You beat Georgia Tech, who's in your tier from a talent perspective, and if they win, they're in.
Yep.
And you're on the road, and you beat them, season's already a success. If I were a Pitt fan, I would be elated right now. Now, I would live and die with every snap on Saturday.
For sure.
And then if you win, you live and die with every snap of Virginia and for SMU. Sure. But at the end of Saturday, if I were a Pitt fan, I'd be happy no matter what. I really would.
Yeah, and before the game, I was thinking to myself, I was like, obviously, you know, I do analysis and former player. Like, I mean, I have hunches, but like, I don't know what's going to happen. Nobody knows what's going to happen, right? But I was thinking to myself, I was like, give yourself a chance. I was like, if you're this Pitt team, give yourself a chance to go into the last game with something to play for.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking about. I was like, just give yourself a chance, and you'll go from there. And they did. They did. They gave themselves a chance, and now we're sitting here, and they're one of few teams that have a chance to go to a championship game if things fall their way and if they take care of business.
They've been relevant wire to wire, Doran.
And that's what every single team, I said this multiple times in the last week, that's what every team in Division I football sets. That's the goals that you set before the season, is like, let's be relevant in November.
Yeah.
And they are.
Yeah.
And there's not many. And a lot of teams aren't.
They will be, I feel like that was a shot at me. They will be relevant until the clocks hit zero on Saturday and potentially beyond. They have been relevant wire to wire.
Yeah.
And that's, I think, job one. And that means Narduzzi's done. He has done an unbelievable job this year.
Hell of a job.
He really has. If Heinschel started the season, then maybe they're in a position to make the playoff regardless of whether they win the ACC or not. Who knows? But I think the way it happened, it had to happen that way.
Mm-hmm.
Holstein needed to be the starter. He had SEC teams calling. He had all kind of programs calling. They paid him a lot of money. Because they should have paid him a lot of money.
Right.
They should have. And right. He should have been better. And he's not a bad quarterback, not by a long shot. But he should have been better. He just should have. They pulled the parachute on that.
Oh, no way. No way. Me too?
Bostic brought Thanksgiving sins.
There's no chance.
What a beautiful man. You're kidding me.
That's unbelievable.
Narduzzi pulled the parachute at the time where I thought when he did it, hand to God, thought he did it early. I thought he should have let Holstein play out of it. No, he knew. And then the damn freshman goes off and wins five consecutive games. And the only game he lost was to a Notre Dame team that played for the damn national championship last year. And by the kid's a freshman.
Right.
I mean, been a hell of a season.
A hell of a season.
What a man, Pat.
And so much credit to Pat Narduzzi. But, you know, even more credit to, you know, obviously the decision he had to make with the quarterback situation. I mean, that's as big as it gets. But this team has won and put themselves in this position mostly without one of the most dynamic offensive players and weapons in the country.
Yes.
Like, Des Reed's been hurt.
Yes.
Majority of the season, and they still are in this position.
Well, we thought coming into the year, we talked about it a bunch. Pitt's going to be in a position. Their win total in Vegas, we thought, was comically low. Like, it was the easiest over maybe on the entire board. I think it was 6.5. Mm-hmm. And you and I were like, are you kidding me? We think this team has a puncher's chance to be an ACC champion, and we thought it would be on the back of the linebackers who've been hurt. We thought it would be on the back of Eli Holstein, who got benched after week 4, and we thought it would be on the back of All-American, all-purpose yardage leader maybe in the country in Desmond Reed. They haven't had their fastball most weeks, and they're a win away from maybe playing in the ACC championship
Crazy.
Game. Pat Narduzzi's done arguably as good as any coach in the country this year.
No doubt.
Can I add one thing just while we're talking college ball? And we'll talk more about college ball with our good friend, great friend, best friend, maybe even Pat Bozzi brought Zins. This was a question and answer in last night's college football playoff reveal. Hunter Yurecek is the guy, right, who gets up there and he talks and he's the chair or whatever. Here was the question. Hunter, do you see Texas Tech or does the committee see Texas Tech as being closer to cracking the top four? Or closer to the teams, say, at 6 and 7? His answer, I'd say at 5, they're very close to 4 and very close to 6. I love the expanded playoff. I do. Because Pitt's got a chance. Like, a lot of teams have a chance. I thought it would take away from the regular season. Dead-ass wrong. It makes the regular season that much better.
Right.
But the committee's so dumb. And the way things change from a criteria standpoint year to year, if my team were in it, and they never have been, I would be ripping my freaking hair out. If I were a Miami fan, I'd be ripping my hair out. If I'm a Utah fan, I'm ripping my hair out. Utah won, and it wasn't necessarily impressive, but they won a conference game, and they moved back. That stuff drives me nuts.
Yeah, Notre Dame moves up, and you beat Notre Dame and have the same record, right, if you're
yes!
Miami?
Yes! Yeah. Yes! And I get it. It's the totality of a resume, so a head-to-head doesn't, it's not the only talking point, but when you've got the same record and you beat the team and you tell me you view them in two different buckets, I just want to throw myself through a plate glass window. It's always been a mythical, hypothetical national champion, and it's the best situation it's ever been now because 12 teams are invited to the dance, but it's still made up and mythical. I mean, shoot, we have a committee?
Right.
A committee? This ain't gymnastics. We got a committee? And one of the things that Yurecek said, the thing that I really pride ourselves in is all our committee members, that we use our eyes, we watch the games. Well, no freaking duh, you watch the games. That's the job. We watch the games? Oh, great. Let me give you a pat on the back. Let me give you a gold star or a sticker. Jeez Louise. Anyway, just wanted to get that off my chest. Nice. Hey, Pat, you're a great man. Thank you for bringing the Zins.
You're welcome. I heard that. I was going to be late anyway, so I just said I'm going to stop. That's the great. First thing. I get in my car at like 6:55. And I turned the radio on, and it's like, you think Pat would get me a Zin? And you're like, no way, no chance.
Yeah, it's gonna be me. You would.
So I stopped, and not only did I get one, cinnamon too, just for the holidays.
I knew he was going holiday theme. There's nothing better.
Now, I got 6s, not 3. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
Well, I'm going to have so much tryptophan in me today, even, at my family's, that a cinnamon 6 after Thanksgiving dinner.
It's going to slap.
I just threw it by accident. It's going to be unbelievable.
So good.
What a man.
That's great. Thank you, Pat.
You know what that gets out of me? Hail to Pitt.
Oh, wow.
Did you really just
say that? You better bite that. Where's Callis at?
Beat Miami. Callis isn't here? Oh, it's Dom. Would you look at that?
Hi, Pat.
Dom's in there. Hey,
Hi,
Dom.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Good, man.
By the way, I didn't want a Zin, so don't worry about it. No worries at all.
I didn't think you were a Zin guy at your young, ripe age.
And I would say, while we love the Zin and we talk about it liberally here on this year program, don't start, kids. Don't start with the Zins. Yeah. You don't need nicotine in your life. You don't.
By the way,
get me a Zin.
Did you guys, you mentioned the playoff show last night. Did you see the Juracek guy make the 6-7 joke?
Yeah, that was bad.
That was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
It's the most cringeworthy thing I think I've ever seen. And coming from the College Football Playoff Committee, that is that's pretty damning.
Yeah.
Let's talk more Pitt-Miami with Pathew Bostic when we come back. A little X's and O's, a little matchup. We'll get into Steelers-Bills as well. We'll be giving away Pitt tickets at the end of the hour. Right now, it's an Intern Dom fan headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.